This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and on today's podcast, we're going to continue our coverage of Colts 2022 training camp. We're about a week and a half in at this point, at the point that we're recording this. And yeah, let's talk about how things are going. First of all, Colts' first preseason game is 1 week away. So Saturday, August 13th, they travel up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. That game will be at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So we're right at a week away, guys, from actual NFL football. It'll be that same experience we have every year where we're excited to see the game, and about 5 minutes in, we realize we're ready for the regular season. But we're finally going to get a look at some of the players we've been wanting to see with the Colts. Potentially, we'll see if the starters get in there. I would expect we'd see a little bit of them, but probably not much through this preseason. As for training camp, the Colts were off Friday. They're off today on Saturday. They will be back practicing on Sunday and Monday. And one quick note, you know, during camp this week, there was a big fight between Michael Pittman Jr. and Rodney McLeod. And of course, that got separated quickly. Nothing came of that, but obviously some flare-ups in camp. And a quick injury note, center Ryan Kelly did have to slide out during one of the practices. Danny Pinter moved over to center. Spriggs came in at right guard, but that does not appear to be a serious injury. It looks like he did get back in practice. But and to that point, we haven't had any serious injury notes, which when you're roughly 10 days into camp is one of the best things you can report on. So let's get into the actual standouts during camp. And I want to start with the offense. Obviously, the one name that always comes to the top of mind is the guy that everyone's banking on to really turn this into a successful season. A lot is on his shoulders, and a lot should be. He's at the most important position on the field, and that is Matt Ryan. We've heard a lot. We talked last time about the things you're expecting to see from him, and that has only continued. The accuracy, his ability to get the ball out of the pocket quickly, all of that has held up. We're sort of hearing there's been talk about Ryan being kind of a jerk, a hard ass. He's consistently pulling guys aside and coaching them up on the field, making sure that they run the routes they're supposed to run them cleanly. He has very high expectations and a sense of urgency that obviously comes from being a veteran who's been in the league for 14 years and wants to succeed. So I think obviously Ryan is a great guy off the field, but I think what we're seeing is on the field, you hear a lot of people saying that he reminds everyone of Philip Rivers in that regard, where he just immediately took control. He's got that presence, that leadership, and that is standing out. Now, as for the actual football part, he is doing what you would want to see. He is the guy who at one point won MVP, has been to the Super Bowl, has had a career that's got Hall of Fame numbers. And at one point, he in 11-on-11s, he went 6-for-6 and hit 6 different receivers. So if you were hoping that Ryan was going to come in and spread the ball around some, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic for that. Now, obviously, the offense is going to have their issues, and they have not dominated. To be clear, the defense has had really the upper hand, it seems like, early in camp. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But so far, the returns on the new quarterback are very good, just what you would expect. This next name, not going to surprise anybody. We've talked about him on the podcast before. I know many of you listening to this felt like this guy was underutilized last year. And I think the coaches agree. I think everyone who's ever seen this guy play would agree, and that's Nyheim Hines. He is being used extensively, and it looks like Ryan is getting very comfortable with throwing the ball to him. So he's not just going to be used out of the backfield. He literally has lined up in wide receiver positions, and he actually caught a touchdown on a go route, so going up against safety Nick Cross in heavy traffic. Nyheim Hines is having a very good camp, and he is a player that, you know, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, he is probably up for a significant uptick in his production. Coach Frank Reich has specifically called him out and said if he were playing fantasy football, this was a guy that he would keep an eye on. And, Yeah, I think Hines is going to have a big season in this offense. Next player up, and this isn't any surprise, obviously Michael Pittman Jr. is rounding out into that number one receiver that they want him to be, and he is owning that and is doing it against guys like Gilmore. He is constantly going up against Gilmore in camp, Brandon Faison, and he's getting to the point where he's consistently beating them. It doesn't matter who's matching up with him. So that size, that physicality is standing out. The connection with Ryan seems to be really growing. Likewise, listen, Paris Campbell, we all get it, the injuries. It's going to loom over him. He could play 17 straight games, and the minute he stumbles or hesitates getting up, people are going to be like, there it is. But Paris Campbell is having a great camp. The connection with Ryan early on has been there. He is showing why everyone says if he could just get over the injuries, the ability is there. He's showing it in this camp. And again, let's just hope he stays healthy. If he can stay healthy, man, the combination of him and Pittman, the development of Alec Pierce, this wide receiver group that has been sort of panned by most of the national media could be a surprising strength if all these things can come together. Now, granted, that is, again, us sort of being optimistic and things always go wrong in the NFL, but right now the returns are good. Michael Pittman, Paris Campbell, even guys like Ashton Doolin are beginning to show out. Now, they have to do this against competition, and we'll begin to see that in the next few weeks, but right now early returns are good on this wide receiver group. Finally, Andrew Ogletree, the sixth-round rookie tight end, who I thought was probably, going to be someone that they would keep as the fourth tight end, but inactive on game days, may have some contributions here and there. He is beginning to stand out, and he is getting time with the ones and twos. Ryan has been passing to Andrew Ogletree, and if you'll remember, this was true of the entire draft class, a bunch of athletic freaks. This guy is big. He's fast. And right now, he is probably outshining third-round tight end Jelani Woods. Now, guys, I just want to preface this. We're really early into camp. A lot can change, but Ogletree had some great catches, including a one-hander. He's showing why the Colts really liked getting him in the late rounds. He's got the athletic profile to really make noise in the league if he can bring it all together. It sounds like he looks really confident on the field. So keep an eye on Ogletree as this preseason begins to get underway and we get to see some of these guys in games. He could be a player that could surprise some people, including me. Tight end's a difficult position, and I still think Jelani Woods is going to be given every opportunity to earn that third tight end spot. But Ogletree right now appears to be getting the leg up. One thing to keep an eye on is the offensive line. Obviously, they're going up against some monsters on the defensive line. At times, there has been some struggles there, but Matt Pryor seems to be settling in, doing a fairly good job. And right now, I would say that he's got the leg up for the left tackle competition. Again, we'll see how this plays out over time. But right now, the offensive line is still having some struggles here and there, but overall pretty solid. All right, we're going to talk about the defense and then a couple of young guys to keep your eyes on as we get into the preseason games. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is David Walker. We're talking about Colts training camp as we're 10 days in to the 2022 season. We talked about the offense. Let's talk about the defense. This first name, not going to surprise anybody. He's arguably one of the most dominant players in the trenches, and that's DeForest Buckner. And he is healthy, and he is dominating. He is doing what Buckner has done for most of his career, and it's good to see that he is getting back into form, struggling a little bit with health, and it looks like he's back to being full healthy, and they're limiting his snaps in camp. They just want to make sure that he carries that health into the season, but when he's out there, he is absolutely a game wrecker. And look, on the outside, there could be a factor for why Buckner is turning back into that monster in the middle, and it's Yannick Ngakoue. He is flashing, and that speed on the edge is obviously why they brought him in, to try to bolster this pass rush that was in the bottom third of the league last year. And it looks like this duo being on the field at the same time, it's going to cause some noise. The speed that he has on the edge is probably going to force offenses to pay attention to him. Buckner may not see as many double teams, triple teams as you see with guys like him. It's going to open up opportunities for Buckner on the inside. But really with Ngakoue, the thing that we're hearing now is that it's not just obviously the plays that he's making, but he's got this attitude and this mentality. They're just infectious. And that defensive line is really sort of feeding off what he and Buckner are doing. I'm really excited to see how this pairing is going to look on the field. Look, another player that's standing out, defensive tackle Grover Stewart. Good to see that from him in his fourth year. And linebacker Bobby Okereke. He's doing what you want to see. And with him and Shaquille Leonard basically solidify the starters, it's good to hear that it looks like Zaire Franklin is really beginning to make plays as that potential, you know, third linebacker. And obviously, you know, that third linebacker is not going to be on the field a ton, but keep an eye on Franklin. He's continuing to make plays when he gets his time on the field. And for those concerned about the secondary, look, we've talked about this before. We talked about this in one of our previous podcasts. The secondary is probably the area where there is the most concern. Obviously, when you've got guys like Buckner and Leonard and Ngakoue in the front, it can help you feel a little bit better. But the safeties, the cornerbacks, how are they looking? Well, the good news is, first of all, Julian Blackman, it looks like he's all the way back, and which is just astonishing. Coming off the injury, the Achilles injury from last year, for him to make this kind of recovery, it is Wolverine-like healing abilities with Julian Blackman. Just absolutely stunning. Hard to say more about that, but he looks like he is fully back, full participant. You know, they're not holding him back at all. And who's going to be on the field with Blackman? Well, Nick Cross early on showed some flashes, and he still is. He's showing flashes, but of course there's going to be some inconsistency, which you expect with a rookie third rounder. So right now I'd say it's probably going to be McLeod. It's probably going to be McLeod and Blackman, but Nick Cross is a player to keep an eye on, you know, along with all these rookies. We want to see how they progress. It's not about where they start. It's about how much they can improve during camp. I do think ultimately the plan is to try to get Nick Cross on the field sooner rather than later, but they will probably lean on Rodney McLeod in the early going, at least for now. We'll see how camp progresses. Overall, it's what you would expect out of training camp. Your stars look good. The rookies show flashes, but at times look lost. And there are a couple of guys that are standing out, guys like Andrew Ogletree. And that is, you know, what you want to see out of the early days of training camp. Obviously, the first preseason game against the Bills will tell us a lot about the youth on this roster, about these new guys coming in. With it being the first preseason game, you might see the starters for a series. But if you see the starters at all, it'll be for one series at most. They'll just get them out there to shake off some of the rust. I doubt you'll see Jonathan Taylor on the field. If anyone's going to play a good bit of time, it may be the offensive line. They may get a series or two. But honestly, you probably won't see a whole lot of Pittman. You probably won't see a whole lot of Matt Ryan. Not until the second preseason game, maybe a little bit in the third. It's the lack of that fourth preseason game shakes up the schedule a little bit. Honestly, I think the combined practices that they're going to have this year will be more of where you'll see some of the real intensity. So these preseason games are probably now at this point really more of the audition games for the young guys. But we should get some glimpses of the rookies, how they're coming around, and what they may look like on a real NFL field, not just in practices. All right, two final names to keep an eye on as we do get to those preseason games, players who are beginning to stand out and make a little bit of noise. First of all, linebacker JoJo Doman, undrafted out of Nebraska. Incredible story, recovering from back-to-back ACL surgeries. He is a bit of an undersized guy, but he has been making plays. Now, is he going to work his way into the linebacker room and get some playing time? No, that's not going to happen. But a guy like this could be someone that could carve out potentially a role in special teams, someone that over time could be a solid backup, and someone that, you know, right now could, you know, carve out and potentially find his way into one of those last fringe spots on the 53-man roster. So as we get into these preseason games, keep an eye on JoJo Doman and see what he looks like on the field. And secondly, maybe an easier position to try to land a spot on the roster, on NFL roster, in, you know, that last couple of spots on the 53-man where it really is still sort of wide open. Running back C.J. Verdell, undrafted out of the University of Oregon. He has also shown flashes, and he is a player to keep an eye on. So again, as we go into these preseason games, you know, just think of it this way. This is not about the starters. The preseason game, the starters are settled. There is no one that's coming and challenging MPJ for that spot at the number one wide receiver. Guys like Paris Campbell, Nyheim Hines, it'll be fun to see them if we can, but we don't have to see them. We sort of know what they're capable of. It's guys like this, C.J. Verdell, JoJo Doman, that we want to see what they can do on the field, basically fighting for their lives to try to carve out a spot, you know, whether it's on a practice squad or maybe even, you know, in distant hopes to find that last spot on a 53-man roster, just to show that, you know, they belong in this league. If you look at the preseason games that way, in my mind, it makes it a lot more fun because you're watching these guys sort of fighting for their best opportunity to make it, to make their dreams. And so, yeah, don't think of the preseason as, you know, what will we see from the starters? You're not really going to see anything meaningful from the starters, period. Preseason, never. Even when they had the quote-unquote dress rehearsals, they're not dress rehearsals, guys. They're just glorified practices. But for these younger guys, for these guys who are on the fringe, who you hear about in podcasts like this or articles online, guys who are flashing, guys who show, you know, those glimpses of speed, athleticism, or instincts, those are the guys you want to see on the field next Saturday when they take on the Bills. See what they look like. So yeah, keep an eye on these guys, and if any others jump out, we'll let you know here on the podcast. If you have any questions, you want to give me some feedback, you can always find me on Twitter at NFLDW. And of course, you can find our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. This is David Walker. Thank you guys for listening in. We'll talk with you next time.